Mrs. O'Grady, I know you don't want to hear this, but there's a good chance that Danny committed these crimes. He was found holding Shep at gunpoint. He brought your family's guns to the school. And furthermore, he confessed twice.
He's in shock. You said so yourself. He doesn't know what he's saying.
The guns, Mrs. O'Grady. The guns. How did two handguns get from your safe to the school? Sandy looked at Shep helplessly. He stabbed the air with his ice cream covered fork.
My son didn't do it, he said stoically.
For the first time, Sandy felt a rush of warmth toward her husband. Avery Johnson said sternly, You're a police officer, Shep, and not even you can prove your son's innocence.
I will.
You can't.
I got 6 months.
Avery Johnson sighed. He clearly thought they were both in denial. He tried again. Even if you manage to explain away how your guns came to be at that crime scene, why your son held you hostage, and why your son confessed twice to 3 murders, the fact remains that Danny is a troubled boy. He obviously has issues. Thus, all legal necessities aside, as parents, you should be able to see the value of the next 6 months as an opportunity to get Danny the help he needs. He'll be examined by child development experts. He'll take a battery of psychological exams. He'll have his childhood, his family, his friends, all thoroughly explored. While I'm sure it may be awkward at times, the result should be a better understanding of who Danny is and what problems he's facing. Does that make sense? Sandy finally considered the matter. She glanced at Shep, who was rolling a bite of pie around in his mouth in a manner that indicated he didn't really taste it. She could tell the lawyer's words had depressed him. His shoulders had slumped again. Danny had problems. Danny had issues. It was Shep's way to deny all things he didn't like to hear. But he had no more words left. The lawyer's comments had struck too close to the secret doubts in their hearts. What if Danny was troubled? What if they had turned their little boy into a monster? There were such dark shadows beneath her husband's eyes. Sandy had to look away.